Michael Bloomberg was elected mayor of New York in a time of crisis. 18 years after the attacks on 9/11, he says America is facing a very different threat.
We cannot afford four more years of President Trump's reckless and unethical actions. He is an existential threat to our country, to our values, and our national security.
The 77-year-old billionaire abandoned plans to run for president as an independent 4 years ago, citing fears it would boost Donald Trump's election chances.
I understand the appeal of a businessman president.
Now running as a Democrat in a crowded field, Bloomberg says he's best positioned to beat President Trump in the 2020 election. Michael Bloomberg was elected three times and held the keys to City Hall for 12 years. He says the skills he learned as mayor and as a business mogul will translate well to the Oval Office. Bloomberg is credited for shaping New York's iconic skyline. During his tenure as mayor, over 214,000 housing units were built. He also claims to have helped boost tourism, create over 400,000 jobs, and cut street homelessness by 28%. But critics say inequality rose during that time. If elected president, he pledges to rebuild America. But Jonah Scheinder, chief economist at the Fiscal Policy Institute, says he may be influenced by changing political tides.
He was a Republican and now he's a Democrat again. This is his flexibility, showing through it and shining through again. He will be whatever he needs to be, it seems, in order to be in the game, in order to win, and as a classical centrist.
But that flip-flopping may scare some voters off. And some fear Bloomberg's decision as mayor to change term limits sets a dangerous precedent as he seeks the top job in the country.
Black New Yorkers strongly supported the job the police department was doing.
And this month, Bloomberg apologized for supporting stop and frisk, a policing strategy that led to black and Latino people being disproportionately stopped on the streets. But the former mayor claims crime in New York fell over 32% during his time in office and vows to make gun control and criminal justice reform key priorities. Here's Professor of Police Science at John Jay College of Criminal Justice, Maggie Haberfeld.
I think he will also give a lot of latitude to law enforcement to deal with gang violence, drug-related violence, and also counterterrorism.
Forbes estimates Bloomberg is worth over $50 billion. He's entering the presidential race late, but analysts say he's already spending millions on political ads. Voters will now decide whether the political capital he accumulated as mayor of America's most populated city is enough to see him elected. William Denzelow, New York.